The men will be coming and sharing a song that was composed by Pastor Carlton Helgerson. Many of you remember Pastor Helgerson. It's called the Hornet Song. And we're reminded that several times in the Old Testament, we read about God sending hornets to help the Israelites conquer the land. I'll give you just one example. Exodus 23, it says, "I will send my fear before thee and will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee." Now, if your enemies turn your backs on you, that means they've turned around and they're fleeing from you. "And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee." How amazing. God used little hornets, his little persuasive agents, to cause Israel's enemies to do what they didn't want to do. They wanted to attack Israel, but the hornets persuaded them to turn around and run. So also in our lives, sometimes God can use little things, even little bothersome things, to wake us up and to cause us to do what God wants us to do. So the men would like to come and share this song by Pastor Helgerson. It's called The Hornet's Song.
The Canaanites hardened their hearts against God and grieved him because of their sin. God sent along hornets to bring them to time and help his own people to win. The hornets persuaded them that it was best to hurry and not to go slow. God did not compel them to go against their will. He just made them willing to go. He may not compel us to go, oh no. He may not compel us to go, oh no. He may not compel us to go against our will. He can make us willing to go. A nest of live hornets, if brought to this room, the creatures allowed to go free. You would not need urging to make yourself scarce. You'd want to get out, don't you see? They would not lay hold and by force of their might throw you out the window, oh no. They would not compel you to go against your will. They'd just make you willing to go. He may not compel us to go, oh no. He may not compel us to go, oh no. He may not compel us to go against our will. He can make us willing to go. When God has a duty for you to perform, or call you his message to bring, or give you task that he wants to be done, to witness, to visit, or sing. Resisting his spirit is folly indeed. It hurts when you go your own way. He may not compel you to go against your will. He can make you willing to go. He may not compel us to go, oh no. He may not compel us to go, oh no. He may not compel us to go against our will. He can make us willing.